And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. Joining me in the studio this evening is MU School of Music Professor of Trombone, Tim Howe. Tim, how are you this evening?
I'm doing great.
Well, fantastic. You're here to tell us about an upcoming guest performance from a trombonist, Corey Mixdorf. He's going to be here on Friday the 25th at 7:30 p.m. at the Whitmore Recital Hall. Tell us a little bit about this show.
Yeah, Corey is the professor of trombone at the University of Arkansas, and he's doing a tour of some schools, and he contacted me last spring and thought this would be great. It's always good to have other voices and other trombonists come in, and he's going to do a master class with my students earlier in the day, and then he's going to do this recital in the evening, which is very interesting. Almost, there's except for one piece on this program, I have never heard any of them.
Oh, wow.
So most of them are more recent pieces within the last 30 years or so. And just from what I've been able to sort of surmise, they're a little bit more of a certain sort of lyrical vein to a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a really pretty program, really beautiful music too. So
very good, very good. So do your students get a chance to work with other trombonists very often? Is that something that comes up much during the year?
A few times a year someone will come in, yeah. People are always touring. I've done exactly what Corey's doing,
mm-hmm.
go to school. In fact, I did it a few weeks ago.
It's
always good to have a different voice. Sometimes they tell my students exactly the same thing and that I've been telling them for so many years, and suddenly it clicks.
Nice.
And it's happened, the same thing's happened with me when I visited places. So, you know, if anything, we can get them to hear, maybe they just say it in a different way or have them do it in a different way and suddenly it makes sense. That's great, you know. So that's part of the reason why we do it. Plus, it's a good chance for them to hear some pieces that they may not have heard before. You know, different trombonists have different tastes in music and different things that they're really championing. So it's a good chance for them to hear things that maybe that someday they would want to play too as well.
So tell me what you can about the pieces that are going to be performed here on Friday.
Sure. It's kind of, like I said, it's more recent music, I would say. The oldest piece is the Soracchi Sonatine, which is from 1954, but mm-hmm. That's a really, really standard work for trombone. One of the first sort of standalone trombone sonatinas that sort of have happened really in the 20th century. The rest of the program is all living composers that are living and working today. Carl Vine, he's doing a piece called Love Song by Carl Vine, which is for trombone and recorded sounds. So it's a little bit of an electronic piece.
Mm-hmm.
And Carl Vine is the most famous thing he's done recently in the trombone world, at least, is he just had a trombone concerto premiered with the Chicago Symphony last year with Mick Mulcahy playing, that was kind of a big event. You know, the trombone players, even in those big orchestras, don't get to do concertos very often.
Sure.
So those opportunities are few, and so somebody like Carl, who's Mick Mulcahy is also Australian, so he asked him to write that piece for him. So it's a really singing and beautiful piece, obviously. There's a composer named Aaron Ramhami, who's a Hungarian composer. I'm sure I just butchered that name. But anyway, he's a jazz pianist. And so that piece has a couple movements, and it's very, has sort of jazz harmonies and things like that. So it's a really pretty piece. And then he's doing a piece by Norman Bolter, who's a trombonist. Norm, for a long, long time, was the second trombone in the Boston Symphony. And he started to write music towards the end of his career there. He was really young. He got hired that big job when he was like 20 or 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it for a long time. And then he decided to retire maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And he's been composing a lot. And there's a piece called The Song of King David. And it has a little bit of that sort of Middle Eastern flair to it. It's that sort of modal mm-hmm. quality to it. So that's just for trombone and piano. There's also an elegy by Anthony Barfield, who's at least in the brass world, has become a kind of a force here. He's a trombonist, and he went to Juilliard and did all of that. And he lives in New York, and he's been writing. He's a black composer, and he's been writing lots of pieces for trombone. There's several trombone choir pieces that he's written. There's the piece he's going to play on Friday, which is the Elegy, which is obviously a more somber and melodic song.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written several pieces for solo trombone and several pieces for trombone with band and lots of other things. So he's been a really good friend to the trombone world for the last 10 years or so. And he's really developing a reputation as an outstanding composer. So, and then, of course, the last piece of the program is the Soracki Sonatine. Okay. So it'll be some fresh sounds, I think, maybe.
Yeah.
But also some very familiar sounds that people have heard before, you know. It's not going to be way out there wacky, okay? But it'll be some really beautiful music. So we're really excited to have him come
nice.
And work with us and our students.
And it's a great opportunity to see the trombone as a solo instrument standing alone by itself.
Yes, yes. You know, I'll do recitals fairly frequently here, but it's always good to hear other players, and they bring something different, a different sound. You know, one of the things I talk about with my students all the time is, you know, what do you want to sound like? You know, do you have a model in your mind about what kind of trombone sound that you want? Because it can be different from player to player. And so, and they always give me this blank stare when I ask them that. But, and then we start talking about it, and you know, they start listening, and they go on to Spotify or wherever they go, and they find some trombonists that they like, and it's like, oh, well, why don't you think about that while you're playing? Because one of the things we know is if you hear the sound that you want in your head, okay, in your mind, is more likely that you're going to produce that sound.
Hmm.
You know, it's we think about all the stuff you have to do when you play an instrument, but in the end, it's about our brain controlling our muscles and our cranial nerves and everything else to create the sound and the articulation and all the things that we want to have happen. So the clearer picture we can create in our mind of what's going on, the better off you're going to be. So long story to say, it's good to have models, right?
Right.
You know, obviously, as a teacher, I'm a model, but there's also lots of really great players out there that sound a little different than me. And it's nice when your students can sort of latch on. I really like the way this is. His sounds a little brighter, and I kind of like that. Or his sounds a lot darker, and I like that. Mm-hmm. So it's a good chance for them to hear another trombonist and see if there's something that they want to emulate about that. So
very cool. What a great opportunity. All right, this show, again, is coming up on Friday, the 25th of October at 7:30 p.m. at the Whitmore Recital Hall here on the MU campus. Tim, thanks so much for coming out and telling us all about it and letting us know about this great opportunity.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks. Mm-hmm.